Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year's, everyone. How are you guys doing? This is Tress Fit.
What's up, people? This is Chef Kurt.
And we are here today with our first podcast for 2018, wishing you guys a Happy New Year, and also talking about the New Year and all of the blessings and goal settings and just setting up your journey. Right, Chef Kurt?
Yeah, say that again.
Well, Chef Kurt is a little bit under the weather. So, so we are going to continue. He wanted to be here for you guys. So today we just going to talk about your 2018 goals and paying attention to oneself, discovering oneself, and continuing your goals into 2018. Because you know, a lot of times we're like, oh, what are your new goals? What are your new goals? If you already have goals, you know, you don't necessarily need new ones. Maybe you can add to your older goals, but, you know, you just continue your goals. You continue discovering yourself into the new year.
That's strongly agreeable. I think that most people, you know, where they messed up is that, you know, like you said, they always want to start a new resolution. When what about the old resolution that you made from last year? Don't just throw them to the side or kick them to the curb. You know, build upon those resolutions. You may have started some project last year that, you know, you didn't finish, but, you know, don't just drop it in the toilet and be like, that's it. You know what I mean? Nah, keep running with it, because you never know. This may be the year that that idea, that greatness, turn into something great. Right.
Yes, and I can piggyback on that just from goals that I've set for myself from last year and the year before that. Like, I set a goal to become an entrepreneur about 3 years ago, and it was scary. And I, you know, it got to a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, I was on the entrepreneurship path, and that was a goal of mine, and I finally started it. I finally got into it, and it was, at first, it was, you know, it's new. Anything new that you don't know about is uncomfortable, you know, so I got on that I added that to my journey, and it was always something I wanted to pursue, and it started off really rough, and now, like, 3 years into it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if I had given up, or if I had like, oh, let me just start something new. But I continued the goal. I continued it even through the rough patches. So any goal that you set, could have been an old goal that you started and then you just dropped it. And in the following year, you're like, oh, let me start a new goal. It's no different, you know, when you want to jump onto your goals. You're going to have the rough patches and then and then eventually they smooth out. So it's like a project. Right, Chef Kurt?
I definitely agree. You know what I mean? Entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. And, you know what I mean, goal setting is a big part of entrepreneurship. Because if you think that, you know, tomorrow you're going to be, something that's amazing, right? Most people think that we're going to be entrepreneur, they're going to be rich overnight. Like, you know, you got this great idea and it's going to be, boom, you're going to be right there. But no, it's about goal setting. It's about, you know, keep going year after year and keep pushing in. It didn't click for you, right, until the third year, right? The third year is when it clicked for you, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I didn't really get comfortable, or not even comfortable, like in tune with it until, mm-hmm. like, 2017, you know, so right now I'm more like, okay, yeah, this direction I'm taking, this is where I'm at, this is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to put in different tools. Like, you have I learned from taking, and a good thing to invest in is to invest into going to seminars, get around like-minded people, because then that helps you along your journey on with your goals. I had to learn about tools, you know, setting up my toolbox. You know how fathers have a toolbox in the garage? So, you know, you have your wrench, your hammer, your screwdriver, and all the other tools, right? So I had to learn how to put different tools into place in my entrepreneur journey so that I can be able to set up my life accordingly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything you learn, anything that you're, any goal that you're going after, that you're putting into or adding to your life, you know, it comes with the steps. Like, you have the steps, and the steps don't really come from anyone. They actually come from you. You know, you figure it out. And the way you figure it out is by working on the goals every single day.
Do that. Well, let me ask you a question. Like, most people make their New Year's resolution, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to be financially free, and all that type of stuff. You know what I mean? I want to eat better, all this type of things. I mean, good goals. But how do you now maintain those goals when you're breaking these New Year's resolutions every year faithfully for the last umpteen amount of years? What advice would you give to someone who constantly breaks these rules that are goals that they make?
Oh, one thing that I got from who was it? It was a comedian. He was saying that you got to look at life and look at it like, I'm gonna die one day. You're gonna die. Like, we all have that date that you're gonna die. So you don't know when it's gonna happen. So you need to get up and start working on your goals. You know, that's like what I had to look at when I started to become more consistent and more disciplined. Discipline is like the number one thing that I had to implement and learn. And discipline comes with consistency, you know, being consistent. That's what it comes with, no matter what is going on. So think about all your goals. And it's like, you know, one day I'm not going to be here. So I can sit and procrastinate and worry and not do it, or and then die, or I can do it now, you know, and work on them and create and write my story. And then, you know, death comes either way. So just look at, like, I'm going to die one day, so I need to work on my goals now, today, this second.
Just keep improving upon yourself, what you're saying, right? But just keep doing what you can do, because in the end, we all going to check out this box one day. That's just, we're born and we're going to die. So in the process of us living, that middle part, I guess you're saying, make sure that you live it to the max. If you set goals that you want to achieve in this lifetime, there's no reset button, so therefore just keep going. Achieve those goals. If you want to be the perfect body fitness person, do that. If you want to be the perfect chef, be the perfect chef. If you want to be the perfect eater, be the perfect. I guess you say, enjoy the journey.
Yeah, write out your journey. Like, I'll post, like, you are the director and the producer of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, so look at it that way. Like, no one, you can take instructions from somebody else if you want to, but at the end of the day, you are choosing to give that title to someone else. If you want somebody else to produce your life, they will. If you want somebody else to direct your life, they will. But that title was given to you first, mm-hmm. and it's you to choose what you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that 100%. What would be like the key thing? What would be like the key thing for like a person who want to do like getting the fitness? Like, let's say fitness. Let's take one of the three that we talked about right now. Let's talk about fitness for 5 minutes. They want to get into fitness because we got like literally 2 minutes left. So let's talk about fitness for like a minute, right? If a person want to say start the New Year's off right, what would you recommend for them? Like, what? How would you build something for a person who has never worked out before, who just decide that today's the day, this year is the year that they're going to get in the top shape of their life? What would you say?
I would tell them to, either find a partner, a workout partner, or find a trainer that you like. Because then now you can have someone that can help you be accountable for that. Fitness, I love it. Some people don't. They don't like working out. But if you feel that working out is something you need to implement in your health, then find a partner. Find a partner. Is that it could be a trainer, or you can find someone to be a partner.
Oh, I could just jump online and just like watch your fitness stuff. And
yeah, or you go to TressFit, TressFit, and Instagram, Facebook.
Okay. So let me ask you another question about the finances. Tax season is about to come up, and I'm about to ball out right now. So what would be like, you know, the key thing to do? Like, first of all, you do taxes, right?
Yes, I do.
Man, you do everything. All right, yeah. So, any tax breaks, tax tricks this year?
Well, actually, there, you know, Trump threw out a lot of deductions, credits, and for everyone with the new GOP. So, there's a lot of benefits, taxable benefits to help lower your taxable income or taxes you're going to pay for this. For filing this tax year. So check me out on Facebook. I do put up tips on what is new, what's the update on reference to taxes, and how does it affect you. And you can check me out on Facebook at Tressie St. Fleur, and it's called SFL Mobile Taxes. I have an Instagram and a Facebook page, so you can check me out on that, or shoot me an email at sfltax@gmail.com.
All right, well, guys, thank you for listening, and we had a pleasure. Hope you guys enjoy. See you in the next episode.
All right, later.